Yo, it's the Whistle While You Twerk podcast with
Megbo
and Isaiah. What up, motherfucker?
Hello,
Tinko Allen. Welcome to Whistle While You Twerk podcast, episode
99. Episode 99, and slap Isaiah's behind. Because it's his birthday week.
Mommy. Welcome to episode 99 of Whistle While You Twerk podcast. Episode 99. We're one away from 100.
Wow.
In Megan's eyes, we're officially podcasters.
We are officially podcasters. I'd say it now.
Sorry that I sound like a drag queen that smokes a pack a day. I have been sick lately. That's why we didn't record last week. I literally had no voice. Like, I couldn't speak.
You were coughing a lot.
Yeah. I couldn't speak. I didn't have COVID. Funny enough, we said I hadn't gotten sick on that episode, on episode 98. And the next fucking day, I woke up sick. My voice is gone. My eyeball disease came back.
Yeah, Isaiah has a very serious eye condition. As we've talked about on the podcast, maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah, 2 years. Two years. Like, it started in February.
Wow.
And it literally came back.
Maybe it's the stress from your birthday.
No, I don't get birthday stress. Birthday stress. I don't get that. But yeah, it's back. Better than ever. Just kidding.
Now you got to go to a specialist.
Yeah, I do. I haven't gone to my specialist. I called, but because it was gone, my next appointment wasn't until June. So now, like, I had to call. Like, I'm frantic. My eyeball's falling out.
You need an emergency appointment.
Yeah. So, like, we'll see what happens with this. My voice is still working its way back.
It's always something with you.
I know, right? I love the wise guys. When they come out of prison, they said they're going to buy me a Pomeranian.
Oh, my gosh.
And maybe that's why.
Mob wise.
Yes.
I love the dogs.
Big Ange. I love the little dogs. It's my favorite.
Is she the one who says he's going to buy me a puppy?
Yeah, he's going to buy me a puppy.
Just got out of jail for murder.
Murder.
Just because he went to jail for murder doesn't mean he's a bad guy. No, it don't.
He's going to buy me a puppy.
Yeah,
I love Big Ange. Rest in peace. She had cancer, lung cancer.
Oh.
And she chose not to get treatment. And she died.
R.I.P.
Yeah, she had tits the size of basketballs.
Wow.
Like, literally, dead ass.
Natural?
No, Megan.
Oh, she had them done.
Yeah, she had them done. The best doctor in the business.
Oh, my God.
In the business, the best one.
If you were a girl, would you want to get breast implants and make them, like, giant bowling balls? Or just,
no.
Like, naturally that look nice on your chest?
I feel like, personally?
Personally.
I feel like I'd want, like, big old titty, like big
giant,
old titties.
Like, but then it comes with complications.
Right. I don't want back problems. No.
And even like bursting titties, like that happened, like they pop.
Yeah, I like to sleep on my stomach a lot. I feel like I'd just be floating in the air if I have titties that big. Like,
you go in a hot tub and they float to the top.
I can't like sit, like I hate sleeping on my back. I hate it. I hate it.
Really?
I only lay on my back for one thing.
Oh.
No, I don't like sleeping on my back. I sleep on my stomach all the time.
I'm a back sleeper.
Really?
Yeah. I sleep like a princess, I've been told. Where I like lay there and like my hands are like on my chest.
Yeah, no.
And I just look like a total angel.
I sleep like an ogre from Shrek. I sleep like Shrek. But anyway.
But this is going to be a fun week because we both have cousins and friends mm-hmm. coming to visit us.
One of my cousins is coming to see me for his first time in New Jersey.
That's so awesome because Jersey is a great place.
It's going to be I'm going to show him all the sites, like all the potholes on Route 21. It's going to be great. But yeah, hopefully there's no fucking floods while he's here.
Yeah.
Fucking, at that point, I'm just going to rent a boat and send them back to Miami. But anyway.
Yeah, my best friend Gabby is coming to visit from uh-huh. Maine. She lives in Portland, Maine. And she's coming home to visit and she's staying with me for the weekend. So nice. That'll be a lot of fun.
Very nice. That's awesome. But yeah, welcome to episode 99. What else do we got going on? Oh, wait. I got my tablet today.
Yeah.
So I can look at the events of this afternoon. Alrighty, so We got to start using our tablets now because we're about to go visual, you guys.
101.
Yeah. 101, maybe 102. I don't know. We'll see.
101.
We'll see, Megan. You know, this isn't easy. It's not easy.
I'd rather wait until we figure it out. And 101, we're visual.
Interesting. Very interesting. Anywho. Alrighty, so we got some music shit going on.
Let's dive on into some music news.
We got Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion is the making history as the first rapper to have two number one songs on the charts with her new hit single, Hiss. And remember, I think 2 years ago, she had that song, Body Yaddy 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 Yaddy. That was number one also. And that's very uncommon for a rapper.
Yeah, a female rapper.
Female rapper, at least.
And she is beefing with the used-to-be queen of rap, Nicki Minaj. And it is getting nasty.
Very ugly.
Yeah. Megan Thee Stallion released her new song, Hiss.
Which is great. I love the song. Great lines.
I loved it. But people are saying that she took a shot at Nicki Minaj by, in one of the lines in the song, she says, "These hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's Law."
Yeah, but she ain't mentioning names.
She's not mentioning names, but Nicki Minaj is married to a predator sex offender.
Registered sex offender.
Who essayed a girl years ago.
At knife point.
Yeah. And
when he was 16 also. She was 16, he was 16, but still, that's like psychotic behavior.
Right, he raped a girl. And her brother was sexually assaulting his 11-year-old stepdaughter.
Oh, that's disgusting. For years.
And when he went to court for this, Nicki Minaj wrote a letter to the judge and said to lessen his sentence.
Disgusting.
So she's surrounded by predators. And so Nicki took it personally and she flipped out.
Spiraled.
On social media. She was up for like 3 days, which fuels the rumor that she's addicted to cocaine and Percocets.
Well, like, rappers have their, like, creative outlets when they spark, like, oh, this, it's coming.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, they'll pop things to have them stay up, drugs, you know, and they'll go to the studio and they just spat out lyrics. But her lyrics were just straight up mean.
She was spiraling. Like, that wasn't a, in my opinion,
like a creative.
Like, I'm going to play you.
It's disgusting.
I'm going to play you one of the clips of her spiraling. So this is minutes after Megan Thee Stallion released her song Hiss. Nicki was on that shit like white on rice. Check this out. She went on Instagram Live and flipped a shit.
I fucking dare you, bitch. And I know you listening right now, you fragment foot bitch. Bullet fragment bitch. She a bullet fragment bitch. Now listen here, ho. Get up on your good foot. Bitch, I said get up on your good foot, not your bad foot. Fuck was that, a diss or a piss? Said it was his, I said piss. That my fans called it piss. Yo nigga, bitch, said all that shit about you, ho. Yo ex-nigga that just was around you all that, y'all mad because y'all don't have somebody that loves you and stand 10 toes down behind you. So you bringing up 30-year-old teeth when this man was a 15-year-old person, child. You bringing up 30-year-old teeth because no man has ever and will ever fucking love you.
Ooh.
And lying on your dead mother, on your dead mama. On your dead, you know, lied on a dead mama. Lied on a dead mama. Lied on a dead mama. Lied on your, I said, lied on a sexy red, she done lied. She lied and she cried and she lied and she cried. She said she lied and she cried and she lied and she cried. And then she lied and she cried and she lied and she cried. Cause she got blogs all up her stupid, doofy, self ass, every press. I said, no, well, I don't give up. Vote for the rip up, dope, dude. Then she tried to rap double time. Lied on your dead mama. 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 Mama, mama. Lied on your dead mama. Lied on your dead mama. But you will not disrespect Papa Bear, you dirty fucking ran through third ass, bum ass bitch.
Broke.
Oh. Oh, wow. That was intense. That's a lot to swallow.
Yeah. You could say that again. But, yeah, so that, to me, sounded like a drug-enraged, like, just that person could not think clearly. She couldn't even get a full sentence out. Everything was like, lied on your damn mama. Like, what the fuck, bro? Anyways, 3 days later...
She's losing fans. Her barbs are even, like, disappointed with her behavior.
Yeah. 3 days later, Nicki Minaj released a track called Bigfoot.
Not even 3 days later. It was 72 hours after Hiss came out.
That's 3 days. 24, 48, 72.
Oh.
So 3 days later, now we're learning that is 72 hours.
Basic math.
She released a track and it was honestly trash. She just repeated everything that she said on her lives. And she took to Twitter. She went on a five page tweet rant on all her awards and accolades. That screams, I'm insecure.
And I want attention.
Right. Like, I did this. Bitch, nobody cares. Nobody's counting. You did that 10 years ago.
Yeah. She needs to get, like, a whole new shtick or just, like, hang up your hat.
She's 41 years old singing about the riding dicks and shit. And you have a husband, a sexual predator, yes. But you still have a husband who is not allowed to go to your child's school or a park or any event with children.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah.
That makes PTO meetings a little.
PTO?
PTA meeting.
Oh.
What's PTO?
Paid time off.
Oh. PTA meetings.
Yeah, there is no PTA meetings for him. Anyway, so...
Or Papa Bear.
Papa Bear...
Is her baby.
No, is her father who died. That's why she's saying, like, oh, damn mama. And then she goes, don't you dare disrespect Papa Bear.
Well, she calls her baby Papa Bear.
Does she?
Yeah, she got a huge bling when he was born and it says Papa Bear.
I thought it was
her
father.
And it was heavier than the baby's, like, body.
And, like, her father beat her mother, you know, left them, set the house on fire. this was Nicki Minaj's father. And, supposedly, they are barbs. Barbs are Nicki Minaj fans, and hotties are Megan Thee Stallion stans. Supposedly, she has barbs stationed at her mother's gravesite, and they are gonna attempt to dig her up and desecrate the tombstone.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah,
that's illegal.
People are like getting questioned by the FBI and shit. They've doxxed multiple people. Doxing is when you post someone's information online, where they live, their phone numbers, and all that shit.
That's horrendous.
And that's what the nothing says I'm losing like people losing their shit.
Yeah, not
nothing
good.
Like, you didn't win this one, Nicki. It's over, girl. The big foot, 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot. My dick is a foot.
Like, get on your big foot and walk on out of here.
Yeah,
hang up your pink wig
and your bag of cocaine
and give
it
a rest.
Get the fuck out. You're out of here, Nicki.
You're out.
She's lost so many fans. People that have, like, been fans for her for a really long time are like, I'm out. I don't want to deal with this. That's so fucked up what Nicki Minaj did.
And immature. And coming from a woman who is 20 years older than Megan.
You're 40-something, 41, 42, and Megan is 25.
Pick on someone your own age. How about that?
That's why this was such a big deal. No one's ever come at Nicki before. Nicki's getting a taste of her own medicine because she is one of the biggest bullies in the rap game.
Yeah.
You know, and she is not willing to share the spotlight with you unless she knows that you are not as good as her. Ice Spice, she got no problem. Because Ice Spice is almost over. Bitch, dig
you
the shit. Bitch,
you're not even the fart.
It's over.
Get going hot.
You're done.
You know? I like that song. Maybe it's because you keep spouting those lyrics.
But it's only that. That's the only good part of the song. Because when the song came out... it just came out this past week. Look, we're not
Bitches
even
be quick, but I'm quicker.
We didn't
Bitches
even put
thick,
it on the. We didn't even put it on the outline because we forgot because it doesn't even fucking matter.
Yeah.
Because nobody's even talking about it. People are making fun of the fact that Ice Spice is out here trying to promote her song, but no one's even paying attention to it because we got the Nicki and Megan beef going.
Maybe
on.
She's
gonna
perform it at the Grammys.
Do you think that's a Grammy nominated song? think you're the shit, bitch. You're not even the fart.
Yeah, but she's like best new artist. She was with Taylor Swift. She is
best new artist, but I don't think she's going to perform it.
Oh, I hope so. And no. Shaking her behind.
She think you a nice turd, bitch? You just Amber Heard. She got take a nice the shit on my sheets. Wipe it off with your feet.
Muddy feet.
So, anyway, who cares about Ice Spice? Honestly, it's over for her. I think she peaked, and now she's just going down. Peaked this is my professional opinion.
15 minutes of fame.
It's out. Turd. Yeah. But, anywho. So, yeah. We're going to see. After Nicki's whole song, which was like a minute and a half, she spent another minute and a half talking, just whispering into the microphone. ASMR. It's like, you better watch it, bitch. You got 24 hours to apologize to your mother. We're like, what the fuck? Her mama dead. She don't give a fuck. As you clearly pointed out, her mother's dead.
Yeah.
Anywho, and Megan has not said a peep. She doesn't have to even promote this song. Nicki's doing it for her.
Yeah.
You know?
Nicki's mean. Mean girl.
Anywho, all right, moving on from Nicki and Megan to Coachella, the giant music festival that everybody loved.
And it's in the desert, right? In Vegas?
And it's having the lowest ticket sales in 10 years.
Wow, everyone goes to Coachella. Yeah. That's like the new hot thing.
Not a new hot thing, girl.
I mean, in the past 10 years.
Yeah, Coachella's over.
What's like the new thing?
Bonnaroo. Yeah.
I was going to say Bazooka Doo. Bazooka Doo.
Bonnaroo is the new hot thing.
Yeah, that was going to be my guess.
So, point is, nobody gives a fuck about Coachella. If you're trying to go to Coachella, it's probably a great time for you to experience Coachella, but you're not going to experience it the way it should have been experienced.
It would have, yeah. Or at least 10 years ago.
Yeah. You know, sad, but...
Did you ever want to go?
I did want to go, but then I'll see videos of like people at Coachella, and I was like, ew. Like,
it's like you just like wild out for 3 days in the desert.
But like, but what shit in porta potty, you sleep in tents.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's too much.
You're like in the desert. You're sleeping in tents, shitting in holes.
Sand.
There is porta potties that you could use, but people are usually having sex in them.
Ew, dirty.
Yeah. And it's because they're kids.
Yeah, they're wiling out. Having a good time.
I used to want to go, but when I see videos, I'm like, oh.
I never had any desire to go to this
thing. I don't think the same for me.
I don't like feeling trapped. Like, I feel like no matter where I go, I have to have my car there. So that I mean, you can leave whenever you
want. It's just going to be an insane amount of... Like, you're going to be in traffic getting out of
the place. Yeah, yeah. Like, even that gives me anxiety. Like, I need to, like, beeline it out quick. Like, sometimes I'll even leave concerts early.
Really?
Yeah, because I want to get out. I don't want to sit in the traffic.
I can understand that. But for me, I'm like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime situation.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to be, it's going to take you 20 minutes to get out. No. But it's going to take you 20 minutes to get out, and then you're free.
Not me. I'm the type who's like, come on, let's go. We're leaving now.
My thing is, I'm not impressed with the lineup. So night one and two, they have Lana Del Rey
as
the headliner. Okay, what?
Jordan would love that.
Lana Del Rey hasn't had a hit in fucking years. I said what I said.
Jordan.
Love you. And then the third and fourth, they have Tyler, the Creator.
The young people love that. Okay, remember a couple of years ago I asked G, my godkiss.
A couple of years ago.
She was 13 and I asked her, who's your favorite singer? She's like, Tyler, the Creator.
Tyler, the Creator and Lana Del Rey a couple of years ago.
They're aiming at Gen Alpha.
These are people that are not for nothing, hot, and the ticket sales prove it.
They're aiming at Gen Alpha, Coachella.
And they ain't buying, because Lana Del Rey and Tyler, the Creator don't matter anymore. If you read the comments, people are like, Tyler, the Creator, nah, I'm good.
Wasn't Lana Del Rey flipping waffles at the Waffle House?
I don't know.
Pancakes?
And then the fourth and the, the fifth and the sixth night, this is the only one that makes sense. Doja Cat.
Okay.
Is headlining the last night.
That's exciting.
But And then they have all the way at the bottom. But the last
day, you never know, though. Doja might just last minute bail. She's one of those types.
And then they have...
If it's, like, not going well, she's going to be like, fuck that, I'm not going. Charge me the fine.
And then No Doubt.
No Doubt. Gwen Stefani.
Without Gwen Stefani, I'm assuming.
Without Gwen?
I'm assuming. Gwen Stefani's not part of No Doubt anymore. She's Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, but Gwen Stefani sings No Doubt songs.
Yeah, because they're her songs.
I think she pays No Doubt to do them.
You think so?
Of course.
Is this just speculation or you've read about this?
No, she sings No Doubt songs.
Right, I understand that. But you're saying she pays No Doubt what?
Money, monetary, to allow her to do this. To sing songs publicly.
Well, you have to consider if she wrote the songs, they're her songs. You know what I mean? She's part of a band that plays the songs.
Yeah.
But if you wrote the song and it's your...
I didn't know she was the songwriter.
For not, maybe not every single song, but yeah, she writes a lot of her music.
Her and Blake aren't doing good.
Oh my God, you're telling me that Gwen Stefani and Blake, the people that cheated on their spouses to get together, are not doing well?
I know, they might...
Oh my God!
I know.
Please.
I know.
Give
terrible.
Me a break.
That Kit Kat bar.
But, yeah, you know, they have Taking Back Sunday. Like, who is coming to see this? That's why no one's buying these tickets. They have Taking Back Sunday. What year is it? Did we go back in time?
People like the young kids like nostalgia now. Like, they like listening to things that we grew up listening to. Like,
right.
Like Avril Lavigne is going on
tour. Nobody's going to buy... Right. Avril Lavigne's going on tour. A 25-day tour. Because who cares?
And she's doing her greatest hits. So she's doing it from all the years, starting at, like, what was that, 2020?
She's doing her greatest hits. She has 3 albums. No, dead ass.
Skater Boy. She said, see you later, boy. I know people that are going.
You know a person.
2 people.
Oh, 2 people? Wow. Well, that's going to be packed. Right.
1 person, but then somebody commented on it being like, she is an age today.
Oh, okay. That literally means nothing.
And then I was like, and all these were guys that are like my age. And I was like, oh my God. They had crushes on her.
Yeah, you
know what I mean? And that's why they still like her music.
Wow, this place, 2 people? This place is going to be packed. You might want to leave early.
Oh my gosh.
You might want to get out early.
Everyone's going on tour. Megan Thee Stallion's going on tour.
She said on
Good Morning America the other day that she has a 3rd album coming out soon, and she's going to go on tour 2024.
Yep.
Summer. Ooh.
Because she hasn't done anything. Maybe we can get tickets for that. She hasn't done anything outside.
Yeah.
No, girl. I'm not going to see Megan Thee Stallion.
Real hot girl shit.
Yeah, no. It's going to be real hot as shit.
And if the beat lies, you know Little Juke made it.
Nah, I'm good. I'm straight with that. But yeah, so then that is... Megan Thee Stallion's going on tour. Avril Lavigne's going on tour. Greatest Hits tour. Great. You're going to have 5 songs. Wonderful. It's going to be real short.
Hey, hey, you. I don't like your girlfriend.
And we're done.
That used to be my ringtone.
Thank you, everyone, for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. I'll sign 3 autographs at the door of the 3 people that are here.
Oh, hey, you guys.
Terrible.
Avril Lavigne was a big deal. Anyway.
I hear a lot of was. A lot of was's.
Was is right. But she was trending when she was dating Tyga.
Yeah, he was the relevant one. You know? But anywho. All right, so moving on into
TikTok and Universal Music Group parting ways.
Yep, and
that
I'm
means
not
Taylor
surprised.
Swift songs, Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, all these great musicians. That's not it.
You got Selena Gomez, you got Bad Bunny, SZA, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Rosalia, Harry, Paris Tensicle Styles.
All these,
they're
their
out.
Music, you'll never find it
and
on TikTok.
And so much more. TikTok tried to lowball Universal Music Group and told them that they had a 3-year contract with TikTok to allow TikTok to use their music. Now they tried to give them less than what they originally already had, and Universal Music Group was like, "Nah, we're out. Bye."
As they should, because TikTok is huge, and they're going to be nothing without Universal Music Group music.
I don't know, because I bought 3 packages from TikTok yesterday, so they're they're gonna be making so much money off of
you
me.
Got a frother.
A frother.
You got my mustache buzzer.
I got like one of those lint pill, like when the pill lints on your fabric.
It's like a no-no, but you
put it's like it on a your shaver sofa. For your fabric.
But you put it on the sofa so the little balls that hang off will and be I shaved
got,
off.
What was the other thing I got? Oh, I got a jarer, like for my mason jars to like
seal.
Vacuum seal them. Yeah. That's sad. Anyway, I'm going to use that frother and shove it up my ass and see what happens. Anyway.
Happy
all right.
birthday.
So, so that's that. Oh, and then the Grammys are this Sunday.
I can't fucking wait to see Miley Cyrus perform. I can buy myself flowers.
I forgot that Kylie Minogue is up for Padam. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'll perform.
Padam.
She Vegas residency.
She's killing it at the Vegas residency. Did you see the Vegas residency that she does perform? The Voltaire liked uh-huh. one of our stories.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
reposted Kylie Minogue and they liked it.
It's like, really oh cool. God. This is literally, they were saying like, she can't believe like how this has turned into like the year of Kylie.
Yeah, yeah. Second wind of fame. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she deserves
and,
it.
And like, I've been reading, I saw a review the other day of somebody who's like completely like neutral to Kylie Minogue. Like they're not like a fan or like a hater or anything. And they did say the only thing, they said the stage is small. Mm-hmm. Performances are great.
Wow.
Lots of standing room.
Wow.
The only place that has tables is right in front of the stage. Mm. They're like, it's like a medium large size nightclub. And they're like, whatever you do, make sure to bring your dancing shoes. Because even the people at the tables weren't even sitting down.
Was dancing.
Yeah. And she performed slew of hits, anywhere from her 1988 hit, Locomotion. To Padam. But yeah, she's killing it in Vegas right now.
Good for her.
Yeah, for sure. And now she's Grammy nominated? What?
Oh my God.
Yeah, good for her.
I feel like Justin Timberlake should do Vegas.
Justin Timberlake,
like,
needs
not go
to
on tour, but
go
like
in
Vegas.
A hole and never be seen again.
Yeah,
you know, that's how I feel. But who am I?
He did not age well.
No.
Anyways,
we'll get into Justin Timberlake later in the Britney notification. We have one of the last ones.
Oh, well.
99 and 100.
Look
that's
who
it.
Put his foot in his mouth.
No, I didn't. I said, who knows?
Excuse you.
It's my birthday.
Happy baby.
Anywho. All right. So.
So, yeah. The Grammys are on this Sunday, February 4th. 8 o'clock is usually the standard time it starts.
I think that's when the carpet is.
No. Red carpet's probably at 7:30.
You think?
Yeah. That's too late to go later.
But it's the Grammys.
I don't work in the morning.
Yeah. Well, you're a Grammy. You're a granny.
I'm going to sue, like, yeah. Madonna's...
February 4th, 2024 at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
So it usually goes until, like, 11:30.
Yeah, I usually fall asleep.
It's a long one. By 8:01. So it'll be like, hey, here's 224 Grammys. Done. Anyway.
God forbid someone puts something on at 7:30, 8 o'clock. I'm out.
So, all right, moving on from music into
TV, Netflix, movies, and boobies. Ooh, shake up.
Hold on, she's got to unbutton her whole
Wait, I was going to rip the buttons off. Oh, and then I was God. Like, ah, it's brand new. If we were on camera, I would have ripped it. It would have went like that.
Whoa, they're shaking. They're shaking milk bubbles.
I'm PMSing.
Oh, are you?
And this shirt shows it well.
Oh, wow.
I know. This is the good shirt. Me out. Whenever I want someone to be like, wow, your tits, this is the shirt I put on.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
All right, enough.
Too much?
Yes. Stop. Don't hold them like that. She's pulling them by her nipples. Like when you hold up a little baby upside down to spank it.
I'm crying. Should we do a shot for your birthday?
Sure.
Before we get into TV Netflix. As Isaiah says, pouring his shots, I'm going to talk about Griselda, the new Netflix show.
Do you want a full shot or a half shot?
Baby shot.
It's a little baby.
Alrighty.
Happy Cheers. Birthday.
Cheers to 27.
27.
Ooh. Ooh, that really, really got me.
Take a sip of your White Claw.
Maybe I shouldn't be drinking with my eyeball falling out of my face.
Eh, you're fine.
No. It's not my only balls I've dropped. Anyway. All right, so Griselda on Netflix starring Sofia Vergara.
I love Sofia Vergara's. Vergara?
Excuse me?
How do you pronounce it?
Sofia Vergara, but it's Vergara.
Vergara.
For you non-Spanish speakers out there.
She is like the hot Latina Marilyn Monroe. Big boobs. I love the way she talks, too.
I have to disagree with the Marilyn Monroe thing, but she's hot.
She's got a big badonkadonk and big boobies. She and does. A tiny little waist.
Teeny tiny how.
Yeah. And just so, like, bombshell.
I mean, not in this, because they gave her a prosthetic nose.
They gave her a prosthetic nose. She still was pretty. But she was like, Kelly.
But like, yeah, she. Kelly, I love Sofia Vergara.
Do you know how many hours it took for me to do the makeup, Kelly? Shut up, Kelly. Kelly Clarkson.
Is she from Sweden?
I.
Hurdy gurdy gurdy, Kelly.
Did you hear how she was yelling
we
at Kelly Clarkson?
We have the best cheese where we come from, Kelly.
She does kind of talk like that a little.
She does not, and I would suggest for you to stop.
Okay. Well, did you see her talking to Kelly Clarkson? Because Kelly Clarkson was like, you really didn't do much with your makeup.
Right, yeah.
And she was like being like, Kelly, shut up. I did do a lot. I had a whole transformation. Do you know how many hours it took?
That's why I'm like, she wasn't like, Sofia Vergara is gorgeous, but she wasn't cute there.
Yeah, no.
She was playing Griselda.
She was playing a character.
Yeah.
Griselda was so great. So entertaining. I really liked it.
I will warn you, though. It is a slow burn. Everything happens in the last, like, 3 episodes. Other than that, I felt like it was... It took me... You know, I'm a binger.
Well, it's character build. I watched it all in one day.
Yeah, but I'm a binger, and I normally will watch shit like that. And it took me, like, 3 separate days to watch Griselda.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I watched it all in one day.
Like, 2 episodes. I'm like, is this good? And another 2, and I'm like, okay, I can kind of see. And then the last one was like, wow!
I just didn't realize she killed, like, 200 people, and I've never heard of her before.
Yeah.
I never heard of Griselda.
She's the...
But, like, until the series.
Oh, okay.
Never heard of this person.
Want to know why?
Why?
Because she's a woman.
Yeah, but I heard of Heidi Fleiss. Like, when I was a kid, I was obsessed with the Hollywood Madam. And when she got arrested, I mean, she didn't kill people.
Exactly. She wasn't a cartel.
But maybe it was because it was American news also.
True, also.
And this was Columbia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, but that too, why. Yeah.
Yeah, I was obsessed with the Hollywood Madam. But, like, if I was going to be in, like...
How many, like... Female criminals, do you know? You know what I mean?
No, that's true. Drug cartel is, like, scary.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I could do it.
No, not me. Not me.
I think I could do it.
You think you have...
Pow.
You would have that lifestyle? Living on the edge like that?
If that's how, you know, I was, like, if that's all I knew, why not?
No way. See, I could see myself doing, like, the prostitution side of things.
Okay, because that's all you know.
Because that's all I know.
That's how you grew up, being a prostitute.
Little baby prostitute. You smell Stop. Like a baby prostitute.
Don't say that. Because that's for Mean Nicki Girls. Minaj's husband will come and snatch you up.
That's for Mean Girls, by the way. You smell like a baby prostitute.
Thanks. But yeah, Griselda on Netflix, very good. Definitely go check it out. Last night, Megan and I watched the Lil Nas X
documentary
Long Live Montero on Max. Mm-hmm. It was nice. It was good. All I wouldn't say, I wasn't like blown away.
All the young people are like obsessed.
But I feel, I like Lil Nas X.
I like him too.
But I feel like there's something missing.
He needs
and
a
I
new.
I don't know what it is.
He needs to cut away from this Bible stuff.
It might be that. Like, I feel like I need something new. He, like,
industry baby, I like that.
He, like, pressed the Bible shit so much in our head from Montero that I'm like over it. And then he's going for round two.
Yeah, but like Montero was more hell. And then now he's J. Christ, like Jesus Christ.
I'm just not.
You're not into it.
No, I'm not. It's not the vibe. And like,
is the vibe though? I mean, Old Town Road was a huge hit.
Right. Yeah. He won a Grammy for that.
Yeah.
But, and then he came out, right? And now he's doing, he did Montero. And now he's doing J. Christ. But I'm just.
But like, religion's the new thing now. As we talked about, like, Shia LaDouche, he's going to be a deacon.
But it's not.
Talked about.
That's like him being an actual Christian. Like, this is Lil Nas putting on performances, basically, you know, making fun of Christianity and religion.
Oh, you think he's making fun of it?
No, Megan. Jesus walks around with a lace front and a dress.
But why not?
With long nails.
Why not?
Because that's not, that didn't even exist back then.
I don't see any offense to it. I'm a Catholic woman.
I'm not a Catholic woman that shakes her tits and grabs her nipples and hangs them off the ceiling. What the fuck? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's almost like we got it the first time. Right. You know what I mean? You don't have to keep doing it. Like, is this gonna be your shtick now?
You're sick of the shtick.
Like, are you gonna... What's your next album? Buddha?
It's a stinky shtick.
What's your... The one after that? The Elephant God? One after that? The Sphinx? You're gonna be a Sphinxster? Yeah. You know what I mean? I get it. Move on.
Find something else.
Yeah. We got it. Okay, haha, you're...
But that's frightening.
You're mocking religion.
But that's frightening and stressful for an artist. Like, he has a shtick and he's trying to make it work, but you need to find something else.
Right.
Even Miley Cyrus, I feel like I don't hear Miley Cyrus and Lil Nas being, like, close and chummy anymore. They used to.
I mean, they're both working so much, you know? He's really... He's putting in the work. I'm not saying he's not putting in the work.
Yeah, he's trying.
The video was visually stunning. I wasn't crazy about the song. But I just... There's something missing. His dancing got better. It did get better. But I feel like there's something missing. And I can't pinpoint what it is. But me, as a person who knows pop culture and a person who likes pop artists... I know that something is not right, and I don't know what it is. And the moment I figure it out, I will tell you.
Well, I loved watching the documentary. I felt like it's like the behind the scenes, and I love that.
Half of the documentary, he is laying in bed in white sheets, talking to the camera like it's like a boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's cute, but...
He is cute. Would you date him?
I don't know. I said before I would, but now I don't know. Like, ever since this new song came out, I don't really fuck with him like that no more. Hmm. But I thought when he did, during that whole Montero era, I was like, ooh, Lil Nas, you got me burning up for your love. But now
shoot
I'm
a
like,
child in my mouth while I'm riding.
Yeah, period. But now I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
What is it?
Lil Nas, you hear that? Step it up.
Why do I feel like that?
Step it up. Isaias is losing interest. That's not a good thing.
And I hope that I'm wrong and that when he comes out with an album, it's going to be like great. Because, you know, I didn't love Montero.
You didn't even like, Montero album.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it.
The only song you liked, but I liked all the songs.
You did. But we'll see. Anyway. All right. So now we have Love on the Spectrum on Netflix.
Aww.
I love this show. Sometimes I get a little awkward because, like, I'm watching,
it's
like...
People with autism.
Autistic people, like, making out. And it's just, like...
I feel like I shouldn't be
uncomfortable.
Watching.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, I can't watch this.
It's like watching children.
Right. Yeah. Like, you're sitting here singing The Lion King. And then making out. But... Then me and Alexa are watching together, and I'm like, we're both like dead ass, like that's us, like we don't make out, but we are out here singing The Little Mermaid and Lion King all fucking day in the house. Like, are
that
we
autistic?
That girl
is so cute. What's her name?
Abby.
She really is adorable.
Yeah, she's cute. I follow her on TikTok. I love Abby. And you know, they're so funny.
But she takes herself so seriously. She should be a Disney princess.
They don't even know that they're being so funny. Because they like they just say whatever they're thinking. But it'll literally... I'll be cracking up. Not making fun of them. I just think they're so funny, like the things that they say. The one girl...
I mean, comedy is being completely serious.
The one girl... Danny, I think is her name. She straight up will be like... Well, when I see him on the date, when do I bring up sex? And it's like they haven't even had their first date yet.
Oh.
She's a frisky one. She wants to get it in now. She's like,
yeah, she's
that's
funny.
All she's thinking about. Yeah.
Funny. It is such a cute show.
Season 2 just came out on Netflix. That's what we watched. Yeah. So good. Highly recommended. It's actually a very, very nice show, and it really, really shows you the other side of dating that you'll never experience because you're not on the spectrum. You don't get to know the experience of that, and it's so interesting because...
Or you remember how hard it was for you, and then you can't imagine.
Yeah.
People that really don't completely understand sex and relationships yeah. and how things go.
Like, I'm sure that Abby and her boyfriend are not sexually active.
Really?
You think so? I don't think so.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think they understand the concept of sexual intercourse.
I think eventually, in time, they will. Oh, maybe. Like, the Joy of Sex book. You know what I mean? They understand when you're in a relationship, you're supposed to have sex. Should we try it? Let's try condoms, you know what I mean? And they like, step one, this is what you do. We right, got a right, condom, right. You know, when they like plan it.
Because they don't even live together. You know, yeah. She lives in her house with her parents.
But I'm sure it's a conversation. That,
you think so?
And I'm sure he brings it up and she shies away. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Yeah.
She, no.
The guys want to do it more than the girls. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Danny is the one that's the girl.
I mean, some girls like want to get
she
it.
Just,
I get it.
She brought it up to the guy that she finally decided to date. And he was like, she's like, oh, so I have a question. Like, how do you believe, would you believe in sex before marriage? And the guy was like, oh, I've never thought of that at all.
Huh?
And then like, she... gave like after the conversation she gave him a kiss and that was the first time he ever kissed a woman and he was probably like 26 years old 27 Aww. Just a couple years longer than you.
Yeah, right. No, it's true. I was a late bloomer. I was 24 when I had sex.
Damn, I was a little slut.
Yeah, no, I thought, yeah, but the thing is, for me, I felt like I think I intimidated everybody.
Yeah, they were probably like, damn, she has a better mustache than I do.
No, I really think I intimidated people.
It's your strong personality.
It's the strong personality, but it's also that, like, I feel like I have to be better than you. You know what I mean? Like, in my head, that competitive streak where it's like, no matter who I meet, I have to try and, like, show off.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? And so that show off can come across as being, she's a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
All right, let's move on. That's okay. Love on the Spectrum on Netflix.
Maybe I'm on the spectrum.
And then now we have Lift on Netflix starring Kevin Hart.
I watched this movie because of Kevin Hart and I hated it. I was like, this movie ain't funny. It was like Ocean's 8.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be funny. It was an action movie.
It was like that Ocean's 8 movie.
Ocean's 11.
Where they're like all right. Killing each other.
Yeah. With Julia Roberts and George Clooney and all those people.
Yeah.
But Ocean's 8, I think I know what there is an Ocean's 8, but I think it's all females.
Oh.
I think Rihanna's in it.
I meant Ocean's 11.
But anyway, I don't know why I didn't hate it. It was, all right, I will tell you this, guys. It was watchable. Like, it was something to have on the background. You could turn back to it and, like, kind of know what's going on. How's my eye looking? Is it still looking crazy?
It's, like, bigger than the other one.
You're just...
They're different sizes.
Megan, it looks like that because it's red. Anyway. So that's Lift on Netflix. It was watchable.
Now, I'll tell you. Remember the Cat Williams interview?
Uh-huh.
That, like, he did that podcast, and everyone was talking about Cat Williams.
I don't think we talked about it on here.
We didn't. But Cat Williams said, well, Kevin Hart has no fans, doesn't have a real fan base. That's a lie, because when I saw Kevin Hart on the movie Lift, I only watched it because right. Kevin Hart was yeah. in it. And I was like, see, Cat Williams, he does have fans. I want to watch it.
Right.
And then I regretted it instantly.
Yeah, no, I didn't hate it.
When I realized it wasn't a comedy. I thought it was going to be like Get Hard, like with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart.
I did that, and then I came, and I was like, I did it. No, I know what you're talking about. Get Hard was not even funny.
I think that's one of the funniest fucking movies ever.
Bro, you're delusional. But anyway, all right. Lift on Netflix with Kevin Hart. Again, is the greatest movie ever? No.
No. But we had opposite
it's
opinions.
It's no Crossroads, but... Anywho.
Anyway.
Why are you putting your tits together like that? It looks like a little butt.
I'm cold. So I've been watching on Netflix. There's three seasons out, half-hour episodes called Louder Milk. And I'm hooked.
Louder Milk. That's his name.
Yeah. And I'm hooked. I love the show. It's starring the guy who was he was Burger in Sex and the City. I don't know his name, but he's the one that left the post-it note in Sex and the City yes. to Carrie and said, I'm sorry, I just can't
do that. Yeah, yeah.
And he left it on the mirror and totally ghosted Carrie. That was Burger on Sex and the City, one of her boyfriends.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, he stars in Louder Milk on Netflix. It's so good. He plays an addict who is helping people. Like, he runs AA meetings. And
he's kind of a dick.
He's but yeah.
That's his method.
Yeah, that's his personality. And it's such a good show. Half hour episodes, I was hooked immediately.
Will Sasso from Mad TV is
Matt
also
TV,
in it.
Yep. Love him. He's so funny. I could see you playing his part.
Yeah, no, it's
as the roommate.
I started watching Louder Milk also.
Yeah.
But I'm only on season one. But it is funny. Yeah. That's on Netflix.
You know what's funny? Because a coworker recommended this, and I was like, you know what, let me watch it. And I did, and I was like, wow, nailed it.
Alrighty, yeah, Louder Milk on Netflix. Alright, let's move on into Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez is producing, and she's going to make an appearance in the pilot episode. Only the pilot episode.
Do you think it'll be her whole face, or just half the face that will fit the camera?
Oh, no, you bad boy. Stop. I'm going to let that go, because it's your birthday. I'll give you a spanking later.
Big ass face.
You're so bad. But she is producing the Wizards of Waverly Place, like the reboot sequel series. So that's really exciting for fans.
I do like Wizards of Waverly Place. Like, I had a crush on the dad.
You would.
David DeLuise. So yeah, then I found out that Jake T. Austin, who is the little brother on Wizards of Waverly Place, is not going to be on it. And then I found out that he ran into a bunch of, like, problems with the law.
Oh.
Like, drunk driving and shit like that.
Child stars.
Yeah.
Always happens.
And I wouldn't say he was a star. Like, he just was getting started.
And he was working.
Yeah. And
that's a shame.
He did a couple more things and then, like, fell off.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And Disney probably was like, we're not going to hire him.
No.
It's
You gotta
Too
have
much
your
of a
act.
Risk.
Yeah, you gotta have your act together and be a superstar.
Yeah.
Gotta be a superstar. You gotta fake it till you make it.
I agree. Hide all your problems and your insecurities and all your issues.
Yeah.
Until later in life.
Like Lindsay Lohan did.
Good girl.
She's a good girl. Look at her now. She's doing amazing.
But yeah, that's Selena Gomez. She will be producing Wizards of Waverly Place reboot and being in the pilot episode. I think this is the best for your girl. Stay out of the recording studio. Away from the front of the camera.
Oh, stop. Well, she's doing that biopic. She's got a lot going on, and she has the murderers in the building.
She said she's staying off social media, and then the next day went on social media.
She's on social media, yeah.
So there's a lot happening for her. Good for her.
She's so, like, hot and cold.
Sometimes she's yes and no. Sometimes she's in, and then she's out. Sometimes she's up, and then she's down.
Some days she's Katy Perry, and she's not.
All right, and now moving on from TV Netflix into
celebrity.
Gosh, 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 peace be with you and with you. If you hear me coughing,
he's having a fit.
It's because I still haven't gotten back to. I feel like I talk better when I talk like Big Angie. It doesn't affect my throat as much. Maybe I'm just going to talk like this for the rest of the episode.
I dare you to.
Puppies. No, I feel like if I talk like this for the rest of the episode, when I'm done talking like this, I'm probably going to sound like this for the rest of my life. Anyway, so Taylor Swift, love that bitch. No, so Taylor Swift is attempting to sue
Twitter
because AI generated images of her basically like having sex,
like artificial intelligence. Well, no, she was like naked on like the football field with like.
Was that not enough? With cum all over her face. Cum all over her face. Damn, girl's living my dream.
Oh man.
But, you know,
I mean, this is every woman's worst nightmare.
Yeah, but
They're not real, though.
No, I know, but that's still. Oh my god, man! Could you imagine Megan? Like, yeah, I love it. I'd want them to do that to me. She's like, the older, the better. I just feel like she shouldn't have to put up with that. And when we made a post about this, people were like, "Oh, like everybody." So many celebrities have gotten their images ruined by AI. So the fuck what? That doesn't mean that they should have had it either. Yeah. I remember being like 11 years old and looking up Britney Spears pictures and seeing AI generated images of Britney Spears on a naked body. Things. And I'm like, oh my god, no! This isn't real. This isn't real. Looking like Nicki Minaj. You fragment foot ass bitch. No, ma'am. Could never be me.
Yeah, and it's a worst nightmare.
That's disgusting. Yeah. Find something else to do. Use that for good shit. Not your bad foot.
Who did that?
I have no idea.
Can't they find the person that did it?
Even the White House made a statement and said, like, this is disgusting. Like, we're going to find out and see what actions we can take. But AI is getting out of control.
Yeah.
Out of control.
I mean, it's crazy how you can have AI people singing songs.
Yeah.
And they didn't even sing it, but they could sing other songs, like other people's songs in their voice. And it really does sound like that.
And this is part of the reason why... United Music Group also pulled out of TikTok.
They just had it with all this stuff.
They already implemented that you can't use their music for AI stuff. And I think it just added on to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing you can do. I mean, what are they going to do? Nothing.
Something has to be done. Laws have to be put
in place. Now you can't find those images on Twitter. And that's what they did.
I mean, I'm sure you can find them somewhere.
I mean, I found them on Google.
Ew. And you looked at them?
No, but when I was trying to see saw them. When I was writing the post, I had to look up and I wrote Taylor Swift AI generated and I hit search.
And you found them?
Well, they weren't like naked. But like the ones that I saw were like Taylor Swift on the field and there was a lot of red, but it looked like she was naked. But I didn't see anything past here. It was like her shoulders on the field. And she had like the red, like the thing that was like red, like down here. Like it almost looks like blood.
Oh, you said cum. Well, I said cum. You just agreed.
I just agreed. But, you know.
And I don't know what the photos look like.
And
folks.
Like one with her in panties and she's like sitting up, but it's like clear as day, not really Taylor Swift, all these pictures.
I haven't seen them.
They all look fake.
Because I respect her, but, I mean, not that you don't. You had to look at it for the post.
Well, I was curious, yeah. I was like, what are they talking about? You're
curious.
Well, while I was writing the post, what are they talking about?
Oh, how the tables have turned. And all the pictures
that were on Google came from X. So these were the Twitter pictures.
Interesting.
And they were still available when I was looking it up.
All right. Well, let's see. We'll keep you posted on that because that's fucking disgusting and it's a big deal. All right. Moving on from Taylor Swift into Wendy Williams. Where the fuck is Wendy Williams?
How you doing, girl?
Not good. Honestly, we don't know.
She's missing.
She hasn't been seen since February 23rd of last year. February 20th of last year. That's almost a year. That we haven't seen Wendy Williams.
Last time I saw her, she was in those super short shorts.
Yes.
And she was out and about in New York City, and then she had her cab driver go to the liquor store while she was in the cab and get booze for her and come back in the car.
Out of girl, period. But...
And that was the last I ever saw her.
Like, is she, you know... I just want to know that she's okay, and that if she is okay, that, you know, someone's looking after her or something. You know, like, you haven't been seen for a year.
Hopefully something's it's not weird. Her ex-husband who had a baby with another woman while they were married.
Like,
because he was the only one that was kind of looking after her.
That's not good.
And they wanted to take over her finances and a guardianship.
Yes.
Conservatorship, kind of.
Kind of, but financial. Not exactly.
Same thing like Cher wanted to do.
Well, it got denied completely. Like, before we were waiting on it, now it's completely denied, and Cher is devastated. But your son is an adult, and adults can make decisions.
He can blow his money on blow if he wants to.
Yeah. That's the end.
It's not your money.
Yeah. It's not your money. You live your life. It's not your... You're not that person.
You could share your money with AE if you want to. He's not coming after you.
Right.
Only Chaz is. Well, Chaz is completely capable because he's not...
But what's going on with Chaz too? He had a little tiny Hollywood career. And now what's going on?
He was on American Horror Stories.
Yeah, he was on a couple of things.
Yeah.
Before American, like for years, he's been acting, but...
I remember my mom recognized Chaz when we were watching American Horror Story. And she was like, is that Chaz Bono? I was like, Mom, one of the hillbillies on American Horror Story is not Chaz Bono, okay? You're crazy. I Googled it a second later and I'm like, shit, Mom, you're really good. That was Chaz Bono.
Damn. So yeah, back to Wendy. Wendy, where the fuck are you? Where's Wendy Williams? www.
This is going to be our new Britney notification of the week. So get ready, people. Buckle up. Where's Wendy?
Death to all of them. The Spears.
Death to them all. That was insane when she said that.
And you know what? And I stood behind it and so did everybody else. She was like, she like gasped.
She like couldn't believe she said it. Clutches her pearls. Death to them all. To the Spears family. Oh my God, that was insane. I want to be the next, we should be the next Wendy Williams on TV. God. The people that you go to, how you doing, girl? You know, I love that. She was amazing. What an icon.
I mean, she's still alive.
I know, where is she?
I don't know, she might not be alive.
Of course she is.
I hope. All right, so that's gonna take over Britney. We're gonna find Wendy Williams.
We're gonna find her.
All right, moving on, bringing
attention to
from
it.
Where's Wendy to Madonna,
who was being sued by two concert goers for starting her concert past the start time, two hours past the start time.
Grow the fuck up! You went to a concert. Grow the fuck up! If you wanted bedtime, you should have stayed home and rented it. Grow the fuck up! That's all I gotta say.
Yeah,
I'm sorry that you went to a concert
and you came out
and the concert ran late. You probably shouldn't have gone to a concert on a work night. Shut the fuck up. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, for real. But she says that she will, quote, vigorously defend, unquote, her actions from that night. And come at her. She ready.
Come at me, bro.
Madonna ain't playing. She's gonna win this. Michelle Trachtenberg.
I have no idea how you say
it. I don't know how you pronounce this, but she was...
Fragment foot.
All right, Nikki. Michelle Trachtenberg, she's from...
Trachtenberg.
I wrote this from memory.
Oh.
Phonetically speaking, which I'm probably saying it wrong.
Anyways, continue.
But anyway, Michelle Trachtenberg, she was from Harriet the Spy. She was in Ice Princess.
Trachtenberg.
And she was also in Eurotrip. Yeah. All three
she
were
She was
like...
in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Okay. She was the little sister.
Okay.
Summer, I think was her name. Yeah, so she's been in a lot of things growing up.
She's been defending herself on Instagram because all, like, the fans have been realizing that she looks completely different from, like, 5 years ago. Like, her eyes look different.
She looks
her
like...
her face... Michael Jackson bird.
Michael Jackson bird. Yes.
And she's defending erections, saying, I grow up. I'm not the same little girl that you guys got to know.
No, girl. I've been following you on Instagram for years, Mrs. Trachtenberg. And something is wrong. Whether it's an eating disorder.
And her eyes are yellow.
Or drugs.
Her eyes are so yellow. Yellow. What does that mean, drugs?
No. It could be an eating disorder. I know yellowing of the eyes could also be anemia, but anemia is not going to make you that
skinny. It looks like her hair, like she has like hair loss.
That's eating disorder also.
Yeah. It's hard to be a child star. You feel like you have to, you don't want to peak. This isn't it. And you keep thinking maybe there'll be a second win, but maybe if I'm skinnier, that means you're unhappy.
Damn. She was on Gossip Girl too.
Yeah.
Like, people really like Michelle Trachtenberg. Michelle.
I loved her. I loved her on Harriet the Spy. I was obsessed with the movie Eurotrip. But,
so I don't understand why, if you guys remember Eurotrip, she was the twin that made out with her brother.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
She showed her boobs in that.
No.
Yeah, when she was on the beach.
They had a body double.
Oh.
Michelle Trachtenberg would never.
I don't know.
Anywho. But yeah, I feel bad because people are like ridiculing her because she's saying nothing's wrong, nothing's wrong, nothing's wrong. But obviously something's wrong. Guys, go look up Michelle Trachtenberg
on Instagram
and you're going to see that people are concerned.
Yeah.
Because it looks like an eating disorder, but it could be drugs.
It's the yellowing of the eyes that got me. I was like,
and like, she literally...
Her eyeballs shaped are different. They change shape. They're like circles.
She dead ass looks like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, actually. Anywho.
That ain't a compliment.
Oh, well, I hope that... She looks like Michael Jackson, like, before he died. Like, right before.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
All right. Moving on from Michelle Trachtenberg, girl, get some help. Like, get some help.
Anyway. You have to want the help yourself.
Yeah.
Get it. So prayers that she finds.
And, you know, I will put my foot in my mouth if
nothing is wrong. I mean, you put your foot in your mouth for twice.
Nothing is wrong. If nothing's wrong and this is what she looks like now, like, I mean,
I'm sorry you're aging this way?
Yeah, because it ain't good. It ain't a good look.
Some people just don't age well. Anyway.
No, Megan, because she aged 10 just years in 5 until. Years.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because I remember seeing her.
Looks like a different person.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not 16 anymore. Girl, you haven't been 16 for 20 years. And you have looked perfectly fine up until, like, all of a sudden, one day.
You look sick.
Like, one day in the last 6 months, all of a sudden, you look 90 years old. How?
90 is stretching it. She just looks, right, she looks like an addict. Like something's wrong.
She does look like an addict.
Like something is wrong. And so fans are just concerned, but she's defending herself. So
she's saying nothing's wrong. I'm healthy.
You be the judge. You look her up on Instagram.
Yeah, look her up. Michelle Trachtenberg. All right, Bruce Willis. Oh my God, oh, so sad.
The Sixth Sense.
His family has come out and said that he's basically nonverbal now.
He's the ex-husband of Demi Moore. And you know, she is, I gotta say, she's like a stable figure still, even as an ex-wife. Yeah. You know, she never left his side. You know, they had children together and they still, even like his current wife is okay with Demi Moore being in the picture because, you know, the mother of their kids,
yeah.
You know, but they still had like family time together and Demi Moore would be included. And that's really sweet.
You know,
especially in his twilight years.
Very sad, very sad. Yeah. That he's nonverbal. They say he makes
noises.
What does
he have, dementia?
No, he has, I think in addition to, but he has this thing called dysphoria where he can't
comprehend words.
And he can't read or like if you're talking to him,
he doesn't
like,
understand.
The words get jumbled up in his brain when he hears it.
And he can't.
So like after they, like, he could have continued acting had he been able to take lines, but he can't even understand the words.
Yeah, it's almost like he had a stroke, but he didn't. And it's like the aftermath of a stroke. For some people.
Yeah.
Because sometimes a stroke can destroy a part of someone's brain that comprehends.
So Bruce Willis does have dementia, but he also has aphasia. And that's what made him retire at first. That's what makes him not understand words and stuff, but it also is mixed with dementia. Very sad. And bringing into that, Celine Dion,
who has stiff person syndrome.
Yeah.
Where you have muscle spasms like to 1,000 degrees almost.
She can no longer control her muscles.
Yeah.
So like you could, you know, say something to her, she'll slap you in the face and be like, oh, sorry.
She holds her.
That was a disease.
Sorry, stiff person syndrome.
But yeah, she said she's going to come out with a documentary to...
show people what's going on.
Yeah. To shed light on this very little known disease. It's not... Yeah,
I mean, it's 1 in a million people get this disease, but Celine Dion is a 1 in a million talent.
It's 1 in a million.
So if it was going to happen to somebody, it's going to be that person that's 1 in a million.
That's me with my eyeball.
1 in a million.
1 in 20,000.
Wow.
I am Celine Dion.
I'm going to do a documentary on you and your eyeball.
Stop. Don't make fun of him. Anywho.
It's a condition.
So Celine Dion, like, and that brings me back to when her sister said something regarding her condition. And
I know, and I said the sister just had a big fucking mouth and couldn't keep her trap shut.
But I was like, there's no way. Celine has always been very transparent with her fans and everything that's happening, down to like her husband dying. Have her publicist
put it out, not her.
She doesn't need a publicist anymore. She's not, you know.
Of course she does. She's still famous. Doesn't just because you're not currently working. She'll
never work again, Megan.
Doesn't mean matter. You're still a famous person with millions of dollars. You have a publicist.
I'm not gonna.
They put out statements like when you die, your publicist puts out the statement they died.
My publicist will not. I will tell my if I'm Celine. I'm like my sister will just fucking put out the statement. God damn it! What I'm gonna pay you $50,000 to say she did? No. Anyway, she's not working anymore. There's no reason for her to have a good public persona.
None of us know the answer.
I know the answer. We're both just arguing. I'm telling you.
We're arguing over silliness.
Why has nothing been said through a publicist? Because she doesn't have one.
Because the fucking sister said it and couldn't keep her goddamn mouth shut. But anyway... Celine Dion's documentary is coming out. It kind of reminds me of Selma Blair when she had MS and brought attention to MS.
She still has it.
No, I know, but she had that documentary that came out and everyone watched it and was like, oh my
God. I mean, it was very heartbreaking.
Yeah, of course it was. Did you see Selma Blair was on the Pandora commercial for Halle and Chloe Bailey are now the brand ambassadors of Pandora, the jewelry thing. Mm. But Selma Blair was in the commercial.
Oh, wow.
With Halle and Chloe. And I was like, Selma Blair, look at you. Standing without a cane and picking up a child and hugging them. Yeah.
Picking up a child.
I think it was Selma Blair.
Oh, my God, Megan.
And then I looked. I was like, they didn't tag Selma Blair anywhere. But it 100% is Selma Blair. 100. I know Selma Blair's face. It was Selma Blair.
And this is on
this was Pandora? Today. Yeah, today.
On whose page?
Hallie and Chloe posted it. Chloe because they're new. They're the new brand ambassadors of Pandora.
Now we gotta look.
And Selma Blair is in the commercial and she picks up a little kid and kisses him.
All right, I'm watching it now.
I think it was Selma Blair. That always shines
on me. That is Selma Blair.
Yeah, it could be. You didn't tag her anyway.
Is that Barack Obama laying down with Chloe Bailey? You gotta watch this commercial, you guys.
All right, so at least I'm not crazy.
I mean, I'm assuming that's Selma. That is.
Speaking of Barack Obama, did you hear Michelle Obama's running? And they're trying to swindle Joe Biden now. I can't. I'm so happy. Interesting. I'm so happy. I've been wanting the Obamas back in office. And Michelle, great. Great option.
All right. We don't get into politics here, remember.
I know. No politics.
All right. So, other than that, Celine Dion's new documentary, Bruce Willis, he's not verbal, but you're in everyone's prayers. I mean,
Celine Dion too. I pray for all of them. I love Bruce Willis. I love The Sixth Sense. What else was he in?
You said, I pray for all of them. Yes, I pray.
My brain don't work sometimes.
I know, you're somewhere praying. Anyway, all right. So, moving on from celebrity gossip into...
Everybody's favorite segment. The Britney notification of the week. Yeah.
It is my turn to read. To pick the card.
Yes, and I'm the reader.
And you're the breeder. Travis Kelce wants one of those.
He can have me. Taylor Swift's too busy. I'd be there for him, you know? I would give up everything. I'd be like, so long. Farewell. Alvita Schnitzel.
There's so many cards that we haven't picked yet.
I know. I love Robbie. I joke.
All right, guys. This is going to be the last video notification in a long time. But there's a lot going on in Britney right now.
Yeah, she got banned from the Four Seasons.
That is a rumor.
For going topless in the pool. Like, Jason Kelce goes topless, and everybody loves it, and he's like the front page news for like a week straight. But Britney goes topless, and everyone's just like, you're banned. How rude.
Well,
how sexist is that? Jason Kelce can whoosh around his man boobs.
Stop whooshing around
your
boobs.
And his big belly. And nobody gives a shit.
He's a sexy, hairy man.
And people love it. All right, so what'd you find? All right,
so I got the goddess.
Ooh, look at her holding her belly.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
She looks like Jason Kelce.
Stop it. Read it.
Okay. The goddess.
So this she's wearing a white gown. Not gown. What do you call it? A dress?
Like a white goddess, beautiful silk negligee.
This is from the music video Someday. And it's a song that she wrote dedicated to her kids.
She looks angelic. Now here we go. The goddess. Britney welcomed her first child in 2005 and penned the touching, ethereal ballad, Someday I Will Understand, just before learning she was pregnant. As the goddess, Britney brings new life, not only by giving birth, but by growing as a woman and an artist. Becoming a mother was something Britney had always dreamed of, and as her pregnancy progressed, she looked inward and found peace and fulfillment in this new chapter of life. The goddess is all about believing in the promise of the future and the joy of a new day.
Wow.
I think that's a perfect card.
To end the last video notification?
Yeah. And I agree. Saying new beginnings.
Yeah.
New life. There's a new birth, and that baby is Wendy Williams. She had a black baby.
Oh my God.
She had a black baby, and the baby's name was, How You Doing, Girl? Came out of the wound, and it was Wendy Williams.
Back to the mall.
Death to the Spears family.
Oh, God. So that was the goddess. And, you know, it's time to say goodbye to Britney and the notification.
I feel like I want to cry. Dude, I'm going to.
She's pinching herself. What a fucking psycho.
Look, I'm tearing.
All right. That is the Oracle card, and Justin Timberlake released a new song called Selfish.
Didn't listen.
Probably titled. I haven't listened either, actually.
I know.
And now it makes sense, because Britney's 13-year-old song,
Selfish, with Selfish, the same title. Why would he have the same title as the Britney song?
Hit number one, and
his was number
kicked
three.
Kicked his off of the top. So she was number one, he was number three. And Britney, worldwide, and Britney's music videos, Oops, I Did It Again, Slave for You.
All trending.
And what was the other one? It was three Britney music videos. No. It was three Britney music videos, and Lucky. They all were the top three music videos worldwide, with Justin Timberlake's Selfish as number four.
Embarrassing.
Ooh. Oh. Justin, what are you doing here?
The Britney Army. They can be petty.
Yeah,
Don't mess with it.
It's period. And like, see? We can be crazy in another way. And we don't have to go defecate. Now, mess up somebody else's grave. Like Nicki Minaj's psychotic barbs are doing.
Facts. So Whistle Away Twerk Podcast did a poll on whether or not the Britney Army was petty or not towards Justin Timberlake and his new song. You know, I wanted to get an opinion on everybody. And 25% said yes, but Justin Timberlake deserved it. And 75% of people said no, his song was just second best. That's all.
His song was like,
which meant everyone was defending the Britney Army.
I haven't heard the song in full, but I've heard the song like in passing, like if I'm like scrolling through TikTok or something.
I saw a face in the window and it scared me.
This girl's fucking insane. This is why you can't have shots.
Can I have another one?
Yeah. But anyway, so. Point is, Britney will always be better than Justin. Britney will always be better than anyone. Fuck all of you.
You know, Justin Timberlake built his career on...
Timberlake. Like,
it's a lake.
Not a pond. A lake.
You wash in a lake.
Timberlake.
Not leak.
Leak. Not, there's a leak in the boat.
I say things funny all the time. I don't know why
you say Timberlake.
I don't know why. It's like, I don't know.
Before, you didn't say vigorously, you said vigorously.
I just say things funny.
Timberlake. Lake, there you go.
Timberlake.
It drives me insane. I don't know why it drives me insane.
I just say things weird all the time. But I get that comment from people on a daily basis. Do you always talk like this? And I'm like, shut the front door. Of course I do.
Anyway, cheers to Britney.
Cheers to you, Britney. And... your number one song.
Your number one. Hold on. Number one. Number one. Oh, shit. Don't throw up.
I'm okay.
Not on my tablet.
I'm okay.
Number one 13-year-old song. Hold on. That was a bonus track. It wasn't even part of the original album.
How humiliating. Now, she put out an apology.
She did.
Do you think Justin's team reached out and was like,
please? I want to say that there has to be a connection with Britney, Justin, and the
label. Recording label.
And they probably were like, Britney, can you please fucking say something?
Because this is hurting us and you, and you owe us an album.
He just released an album. He just released a single. He's probably going to release an album. He's supposed to be going on tour. And if this hurts our sales...
it hurts you, too.
Because you owe them... she owes them one more album. And they're potentially thinking of suing her for the money. What is wrong with you, Megan?
You gotta sneeze.
Oh, my God. I'm like, fuck, what the fuck? You're scaring me. I thought you were seeing ghosts or something. I'm like, no, bitch. My eye is fucked up. My voice is gone. There's an alien. You have to look at the white light, not the yellow one.
Oh, the white light.
Anyway,
you gotta sneeze. Look into a light, people.
So, they owe her an album. They're threatening to sue her if she doesn't release this album. Record this album. But Britney is also like, I didn't sign this contract. This contract was signed when I was in a conservatorship. I had no say in this.
It's not fair.
So, we're going to see what happens. Maybe they'll let her go, but they'll have to be like, you got to find us another way for us to make money. And if it means posting an apology so people will buy this fucking asshole's tickets, make it so. So, she posted an apology and she said on Instagram, I'm sorry if I hurt anybody in my book, if I said anything that hurt anybody in my book.
Like, she didn't defend the Britney Army. The Britney Army is going to do what they're going to do. And sorry, right. Your song came in fourth.
And it's going to continue to.
But I'm sorry if I hurt people from my words in my book.
Yeah. And she did what she said she was going to do. She doesn't control us. We're psychos.
We're psychos. The Britney fans are not ones to be messed with, that's for sure.
And then she said yesterday, she posted this little tiny, teeny, teeny, heeny, heiny flower. And said swipe. And she was dancing in like this sequin type of like one piece leotard. Mm-hmm. And then wrote new project, a tease at a new project coming soon. Sex and Diamonds.
Ooh, and she had a diamond unitard on.
Yeah, that's what it's called? A unitard?
Leotard.
A unitard? And she had little silver pasties on her nipples.
She looked cute.
Yeah. And yeah, that's it. That's all we got for the video.
Ooh, diamonds and sex. I love... Personally,
sex and diamonds.
Oh, sex and diamonds. Personally, I like sex and pearl necklaces.
Ew.
That's my favorite.
Gross. Anywho. Alrighty, so I like sex and bukkake.
You bukkake?
Bukkake anyone?
Isn't bukkake when you give head on the toilet?
No, that's a blumpkin.
Oh. See, I'm trying to think of the whistle while you twerk word of the days.
Bukkake.
Bukkake, wait, is when you a bunch of people come on.
Yeah.
You. Oh, you taught me that.
Party, Taylor Swift.
We used to have whistle while you twerk word of the day.
Yeah, maybe we could get back to it when we go visual aids.
But now I know so much, so I'm a smarty pants with a poopy
pants.
Well,
you didn't know bukkake.
I mean, technically you did. When a bunch of people come on you. That's a lot.
It's a party.
That's a party. Have you ever been bukkakeed?
No.
But you've had group sex, you said, with 14 people.
I did not say 14 people. It was 21.
21? Are you serious?
No. Maybe. Who knows? That's a story for a visuals day.
For a visuals
day. If it even happened. Who knows?
Wow.
I
haven't lived.
No, you haven't.
Should I break up with Rob and go bananas?
I'm just alive. Bananas.
Bananas. And get bukkake done.
All right, now moving on from the Britney notification of the week into
closing entree, entree. You got a closing entree.
No, I was on.
Oh, motherfucker, you never do. Spank your behind. How many times? 27?
27.
And a two, and a three. I'll do that later. Tickle your asshole. I'm getting crazy.
Anyway, see what the shots do.
See what the shots do to you. Okay, so this had my head spin around and snap back into place because I always ask for perfumes and colognes and, you know, anything that smells good for like my birthday or Christmas or anything. And I had no idea that there was floating gold, quote unquote, that was as an ingredient in these luxurious scents. Now, floating gold is aka whale vomit. And this is like, it's called ambergris.
Ambergris?
This is spelled correctly.
Ambergris.
Ambergris. Now, this is pretty much found in the digestive system of sperm whales.
Hmm.
And when they vomit in the ocean, it floats to the top of the ocean. And like all the sailors are like, oh, this is floating gold. And they skew it up and they bottle it up and they sell it to all these like high, it's very expensive. And they sell it because it makes like the scents last longer and just like it enhances like to another level perfumes. And it has this specific scent to it.
Interesting.
And they're like, oh, this is great. Well, we're going to put this on our bodies.
It's probably like Chanel. Like, it's probably like in Chanel.
Dolce & Gabbana.
Chanel number two.
What's all the expensive? Melanie Martinez's.
I mean, that was expensive. Oh, what? And it's a parfum, which means it sticks. Like, a parfum, like, sticks around. It's oil.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is a long-lasting perfume.
So, it kind of reminds me of, like, when Lady Gaga released her perfume. I forgot what it was called. Maybe it was called Born This Way, and it was a black perfume. And it supposedly smelled like blood and semen.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Yeah. They said that the scent profile of the Lady Gaga perfume was like blood and semen.
Ooh, that's an interesting scent.
It was pretty expensive.
How unique.
I'm like, if you want to smell blood and semen, just come smell my ass.
and on that note, deuces!
Whistle while you're twerking.